Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
The whole time.
That's all right, and outtakes. Joe, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
Well, I have several. Well, there's loads. I've got just everything.
I'll fuck the rest of the questions off then.
No, just fucking do it because they, and also I think embarrassment has different levels, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's like 100%.
There's like weird. So like when I was a kid, like I was in this canteen, and did you know what spotted dick is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was around a lot more in the 90s. Now no one gives a shit.
I know, yeah.
But it's really nice.
Cancel culture.
But so there'll be like something you remember from childhood, like the spotted dick thing. Yeah. Where like I ordered spotted dick at this shit canteen in the West Country with my family. And like basically the thing, it never came, the spotted dick was never there. But the fucking waiter kept on coming out and going, sorry, we'll have your spotted dick in just a minute. And all my family were obviously like pissing themselves laughing. And people like random, you know, like when random people you don't know, like looking over, like dickhead, ordering a spotted dick. And he's nine.
Was you a bit anxious about ordering a spotted dick?
Yeah, so, but the thing is, it's good. They just change its name.
Yeah.
But then, so in the end, what happened was, so it turned out that the chef had fucking lost it, right, and quit.
Because of the dick.
Quit. Like, yeah, no, he just walked out. He'd gone. And so they took...
Who's ordering a spotted fucking dick?
Yeah, spotted dick. I'm out of here. Yeah. But, so he came out and was like, the waiter guy, so in between that, there were four sort of spotted dicks. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, no, there's no spotted dick. And then he went, I'm sorry, sir. The chef has quit and walked out. So there will be no spotted dick. And like everyone was, it's still retold, and it's such a like such a sort of visceral level of embarrassment that you're like, why did I pick the fucking spotted dick?
Because if it is, like, you wanted it to be sort of like a discreet spotted dick.
Yeah, and also, so the chef had quit, right? Fair enough. Yeah. The chef had quit, but the fucking microwavable.
Yeah,
think outside the box, you cunt. Don't like. Do you know what I mean? There was four people in there. Like, there was like the man who's coming up to me, the woman by the till, the kitchen porter.
A lot of this spotted dick is just causing chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. Was you anxious before ordering it?
Oh.
Like, before ordering it, you're thinking, I want this. I don't want it to cause a scene.
I've never had it again. Like, so in Aldi, right, I found one and I was like, could buy that. But I just can't face the sort of, you know,
it's
persecution.
It scarred you for life.
Yeah, exactly. Even in the fridge, my girlfriend would probably be like,
was it like people like in the restaurant would do it every time it got mentioned?
Yeah,
it was like... This happened to me the other day, right? And I thought this is really weird and like, inappropriate. I was in, like, I picked my kids up from school and there's an ice cream van outside.
Yeah.
So you queue up with the kids.
Nice.
Get the ice cream. You know, we do it every day. Just go and do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's quite a lot of ice cream in a week.
It's quite a lot, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the kids don't like me. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I have to do it. But then I was like in the second of the queue, there was a bloke at the front of the queue, and someone like sort of handed an ice cream back, and everyone's with their kids, and someone just went, the woman behind me, oh, that's a big one, and the bloke went, thank you. There's like kids around.
I thought
he must have thought to himself, that's a bit inappropriate, really.
But
then she said it again, and he went, no, thank you. He was like, stop the dick joke.
Yeah.
Stop it now.
I was on holiday in Greece recently, and there was you know when you meet, because you lived out there in somewhere, didn't you? You live somewhere. Somewhere abroad you live, didn't you?
I went to Tenerife for a couple of months.
Yeah. Every Greece, British, whatever. You know, when you meet like a British person who's living in Europe, they're always odd in some way. Yeah. There's something going on. And I went to a holiday in Malia, which doesn't, but I'm 33. I don't know why. But anyway, doesn't matter.
You're allowed to go Malia.
We went to this place called the Sarponda place, which was basically like sort of like a, you know, let's get fucked up in Malia type of place. And there was this girl who was working there as a waitress. And everything she said was an innuendo. Everything. And I saw her walk up to these girls, right? And she had a sausage in a roll.
Well, that's a good start.
And she went, cock in a roll? Like that to this girl.
It's not even an innuendo.
And the girl went, yeah, exactly. So the girl went like, sorry, what did you say? And she went, sausage in a roll. So you knew that that wasn't... That was massively inappropriate, but you went for it anyway.
You know, what you should have done, if it was an innuendo, you should have said, who ordered a sausage? And then like, winked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't just go blatant with it. Cock.
Bit of sausage, girls.
Who wants this? It looks like a cock.
Yeah. Cock-shaped food. Yeah. No, she was weird, man. But
I wonder if that's worked before. I wonder, though, if she's done it. Because if that was me, I could see myself doing something like that. And then walking away and going,
Well, the thing is, we wouldn't.
You don't know me well enough then.
No. No, and I also would go, this is not a safe thing to say to customers.
Cock in a roll.
Yeah, cock in a roll.
Saying that.
Girls.
I remember we had, somewhere like Malia, we had pornographic playing cards, because a classic thing you do on holiday. You know about that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a photo of a woman who had a man's cock in like a hot dog bun.
Right.
And that was
that's lewd, isn't it?
And I was thinking, what's she getting out of that?
Yeah.
From that point on, what's she doing?
I had a friend who everyone said had a really big penis.
Right.
And the way that they said, and here he is. The way they said they could tell is they put it in a hot dog bun and it poked out the end.
What are you doing putting a hot dog bun?
But I met someone who slept with him sort of randomly.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I know one of your friends. I've slept with him. Yeah. And I was like, immediately was like, does he have a big knob? And she was like, no. So it just destroyed this myth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. He must have spread it in like primary school.
Yeah, he started that, yeah.
Primary school.
Well, the thing though, if you put it...
primary school.
If you put it in a hot dog bun, have you ever played with food in the bedroom? Like, you know, you're thinking like chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
It's got some buns.
Yeah. Bacon fries. Yeah.
Okay, it's got a cock in a bun. Don't know what to do now.
It's a big chicken leg. Yeah, step in, honey. I've got some kebabs. You're going to have a good time.
But no. Because I agree with your level of embarrassment.
I mean, I've not even touched the sides.
But that's the bit that get me. Because I reckon 8 out of 10 people wouldn't have found that embarrassing.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but it's that's the level that I get to, and it's sort of I have to think about it for days.
Yeah.
Keep playing it over, that thing, and it doesn't really matter.
You go into your shell. And also I create like separate worlds for things that don't really exist. Like once I saw I was doing a show in Edinburgh. I did a split show with Mike Cox, and we were in this horrendous bar that was populated by people who were in Combat 18, right? It was fucking sketchy.
What's that mean?
It's like they dispute this, but they're kind of like Nazis.
Right.
They were basically Nazis in there, in our fringe venue, yeah.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. This thing on? Yeah. But yeah, so it was pretty sketchy and we died on our ass. I did half an hour.
That's one of the moments you could walk away with thinking, They were not like not making Nazis laugh is.
Well, I mean, what's bad though is
not my audience.
The Edinburgh Festival won't allow you to do that because you just walk away from it for 30 days,
yeah,
or whatever it is, going fuck. I'm no good at entertaining racists. but like, yeah,
the quote for the poster.
Yeah, exactly. But there was one day that was really bad, and I died on my ass. And I remember walking outside, and a guy came up to me with his young son, and he went, "Don't know how you didn't just walk off." Oh, didn't know you didn't walk off. And I was like, all I was thinking at the time was that his son's there. So like forever, they'll be like, you know, he'll go and get a job and da, 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 and then the dad will be on his deathbed and he'll be married and there'll be a whole life journey. And they'll be like, God, you've really made something of yourself, son. Much better than that shit comedian. Just like, and that's not going to happen.
They don't remember it. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But
I think it is about that. I do that. I do it all the time. And it's, I think it's that thing of your vision gets so acute. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
It's so narrowed. And it's like you're so... And everything is a much bigger than it is.
Yeah.
That, I think that's the... Because if someone said embarrassment or... No, or something, is it the word embarrassment? I don't know. But it's selfish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're basically so bothered. You're so bothered about yourself.
Yeah.
That no one actually gives it. No, I saw actually a good... video the other day of a guy saying to people, I'm going to prove to you how much no one gives a shit about what you're doing. And he'd go into like a shopping centre and just lay down on the floor in the middle of people while they're trying to people just step over you. And you're doing this mental embarrassing thing. And you, in your head, you're thinking, oh, everyone's looking at me.
No one
gives a fuck about you. No one actually cares.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can get that into your head.
Although there's some things that like happen where you know that everyone, so like I remember I was hosting a house party.
Oh no, there are some
hang on what, hosting a house party?
I was the host. Like... it was my house.
Oh okay, I thought you were like MC.
I was hosting a house. Hey, how are the guys over by the nibbles?
Joe, I'm having a house party, can you come around and host it?
Not a twiglet, don't mind if I do.
So it's just like roasting everyone that
It's not your house, you're the host.
Shit curtains.
But who's drinking tonight?
My friend. So I just met these four girls.
Right.
I've met them for under a minute, and my friend was standing behind me and pulled my trousers down.
Oh.
But I was wearing shorts, but my boxer shorts came with them.
Oh no.
And you know that they fucking like still. I think I'd met them like 30 seconds earlier. It's like, hi, here's my dick, and it was just the horrible thing.
But I think a good thing sometimes is like, either no one will care because, like, as we've just said, no one cares, or it's a good story for someone else.
And I don't think if they're good people, I don't think their fault will be ha ha ha.
Yeah.
They'll be nice.
But that's almost worse though. What you're saying is like, oh yeah, feel really bad. Yeah, knob came out immediately.
Yeah,
feel really bad for him.
I'm judging it because I feel quite sensitive to it. I wouldn't go, ah, what a prick, someone pulled his pants down. I think the other geezer's a prick, to be honest.
Yeah, well, everyone does, but, you know, everyone does. But it doesn't stop me thinking about it at night, man. Oh, another one. Before we get off this topic, I can't overlook the next one, which is I farted at my girlfriend's mum's kitchen table the first night that I met her. Really loudly. Like, you know, when you're just like, what? Like, why? I don't know what it was. She's got benches. I don't know what the relevance of that is. But, like, man. And it's worse because she actually acknowledged it. She was like, oh, don't worry, I've got kids. And I was like...
What's that mean?
Well, like, as in she has children and children
you're
fart.
You're a child.
And I'm a giant child. I think she was trying to make me feel better, but...
I think it's the thing with the in-laws, first meeting in-laws creates that. I remember one of my first girlfriends and we went to the pub to meet the dad. It's a big moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Meeting the girlfriend's dad thing. And I was like, my dad really confused me with, make sure you shake his hand firm. But you know, that whole talk, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? It got too much in my head and I just sort of like grabbed his... I just missed his hand.
Oh,
sort of
no.
Grabbed his arm, held his arm for a bit, let go. He was like, oh, the fuck? And he just looked in my eyes like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
What is... You can't even see where my hand is and grab it.
It's so difficult to miss someone's hand. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's exactly what happened, though. And it was just from that. But it happens to me all the time that, the handshake thing, right, it was bad enough. Then COVID comes along.
Yeah.
Do we need this? Because it was like, because it was before that, I think fist pumping was in, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Ish, handshaky, fist pumping.
Yeah.
It was one of, actually, that's a lie. I think fist pumping is more popular now. It's more the bro.
Yeah. The bro I thing. Hate that thing. What the fuck is that? You end up giving someone a hug. It's like, I'm not in a biker gang.
Yeah. I sort of like it. Because I think, oh no, I do this.
Fist bump's great. Man, I miss social distancing. Let's just fucking.
I liked the handshake. I like the handshake. I think it's quite the same. Well, apart from with my ex's dad. But like the general, there you go. Everyone knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah.
But then like, just going on stage now.
Oh my God. It's so awkward sometimes. Yeah. Well, comedians go on stage.
Oh, and the fuck, the elbow? We're still doing this?
For like, ages, but you don't know who's going to do what. So some people go in for a handshake, someone else has gone for a fist bump, they do that weird grabby
and,
thing.
And that's exactly what you need just before you're about to tell jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
About a room of people is fuck up a handshake.
And your confidence is so dependent on the way you walk on.
And you go, oh, fuck that up then, didn't
and
I?
And people
I've just kissed his elbow.
I just licked his forehead.
I do not need that right now.
Grabbed his crotch. I'm out of here.
I just put his dick in a bun. Mm-hmm. I don't need that right now. You know what I mean? But I think can we go back to handshaking?
I'm just up for no physical contact, please. Like, no, well,
basically, I'm not like that. I'm quite
I have a problem. So, you know, minor thing, but it really annoys me. So women's hair gets stuck there.
Oh, in your beard.
So whenever I give anyone a hug, it's like, well, that's still stuck. You know what I mean? You lean back and you're like, it's like, hello.
Yeah.
I did do the Japanese thing where you're like,
I sometimes do this thing where like meet, I have to meet guests here for the podcast quite a bit.
So yeah.
I'll see them coming, walking towards me, and I think, right, my body language is going to dictate how this greeting goes.
Yeah.
So you just do finger guns.
Finger guns, that's great.
I'll just turn my back. I don't want to talk to you. No, I do go for a hug purely because if I do that,
It's clear what I'm going in for.
If I got that, then they're going to fucking the handshake, the bro thing.
The only thing with the arms is like knowing how we're doing the arms.
Oh yeah, I could fuck it up as well, couldn't I?
Yeah, that's
I quite
true.
Often because normally you go one goes over and under. That's like a normal way. So then you're both doing it, right?
Oh yeah. No.
But I normally do that with people that are so much taller than me. So I'm like clinging onto their neck.
Yeah.
My legs are like dangling.
Fuck's sake! I don't think. Do you reckon it's a British thing? Does this happen
in
other cultures?
Yeah, it is a British thing. Yeah, well, they like, you know, getting off with each other and shit.
Yeah, they
just go in for the
I'd
kill.
Yeah, I'd rather that. Just at least we all know
but
what we're
even
doing.
Even that's weird because you end up facing them sometimes.
I mean, that's proper destroyed before when someone goes in for a two-kisser thing.
Yeah.
That's I tell you what, what I find awkward is giving the kiss in the cheek to someone you don't really know that well.
Yeah.
And this is like a, you know, the problem with, you know, I don't want to get into too much of a debate about, you know, the old, like, growing up, I used to watch my dad shake men's hands and then kiss a lady.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I'm still part of that, but I don't know where we're at with it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it does feel odd to me to shake a lady's hand sometimes. So, but I think I don't want to, I go, just the panic.
Well,
it's more going around a room where it's male, female. I don't know. I want to be polite. I don't want to. Do you know what I mean? Why are you getting me with this?
But like leaving's great because you can just leave. I just leave all the time.
Do you ever, when you're leaving somewhere? Do you ever do this, Phoebe? When you're leaving somewhere, you're thinking, what's the quickest I can get out? What's the least amount of people around?
Yeah.
So I don't have to say goodbye to everyone.
Yeah, I just walk out. Because also I've got loads of annoying twatty friends that will be like, just one more. What are you doing? Where are you going? You just got here.
Oh, what? So you just up and leave? And don't
I just leave. Yeah. And then I'm gone. They know I'm gone.
Sometimes if you don't want to go around and like hug everyone, I'll just do it. I'll stand near the door and I'll just do a big wave. And I'll say,
oh yeah.
Bye everyone.
Yeah.
No. Actually, this is an awkward one. When you're close friends, so you maybe you're at a hugging point, you know, you're going for the hug, the kiss,
yeah.
And there's someone on the end you haven't spoke to yet.
Yeah.
I can't just leave you.
Leave you out.
you do like a hi, bye hug.
I've done everyone else with lots of affection.
People are weird about shit like that. It's like those people like, you know, when you go, you meet someone and they go, hi, lovely to meet you. And they go, we've met before. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just pretend we've met for the first time now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I tell you, the worst one I think is if you do go in for a hug, but if you say first, I'm a hugger.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't like you.
let's finish this relationship.
Everyone's secretly going, you're a wanker. That's what you are.
Hey, man, I'm a hugger.
The one that I don't, you know, when you don't remember someone's name, but you do know the names of the people that you're with. So you go, oh, sorry, this is thing. And they go, oh, Jason. And that works.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is when you don't know who anyone is. Or like you know one person, but then their boyfriend, you're like, oh, thingy and the other guy. And then they're like, oh, and you haven't introduced. It's a fucking nightmare.
I've stopped getting embarrassed about not remembering people's names. Yeah. And I'll just say, I'm really sorry. I know we've done this loads of times, but I can't remember.
I think it does get a bit difficult when you've met them like a lot, though.
There's people here that I work with because they hired like a bunch of new bar staff. And I was like, I'm really sorry. But then I said it and then she was like, oh, I don't remember your name either.
Yeah.
Now we're.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I think that I'd probably think that in my head. Because if someone done that to me, I would be offended.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'd think like, oh, you don't remember my name. I fucking.
That's such a comedian thing.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone knows me. I just don't know who anyone is.
Excuse me, I'm blue tick certified on Instagram. How do you not know that?
I got blue tick.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Anyone out there who wants to?
I swear you got a blue tick.
No.
I don't know how that happens.
You request it.
You've got to be a credible person.
No, you do have to request it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, just go into your settings. They might let you.
I'll do that then.
Yeah.
They might let you. I don't know.
God, I don't know whether I'm prepared for the ego that will come on.
Oh, yeah. I ain't that bad. Am I?
No. Not now.
Just saying about how I'll be offended if people don't know my name.
That fucking blue
how
tick.
How much more offended would you be if you didn't get the blue tick?
I wouldn't care.
You would care. Yeah.
Next
don't worry bit. About it.
Next question. Have you ever been arrested?
So I haven't been arrested. So basically, me and my friends decided I was probably, I think I was 18. I must have been 18. You know when you're just discovering drinking, and I was with about five friends, and we all decided to buy a crate each, right, and drink it, and it was a horrible night for everyone that was involved.
How old did you say?
So sort of 17, 18, somewhere like that. I don't really remember, but someone went in a shopping trolley down a hill, and then it hit a curb and like flew into a bus stop.
So you just to like explain everyone's life.
Yeah, yeah,
drinking.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone's done that.
My other friend was beaten up by girls because we were in quite a rough. There's a park called the Level. There's like a skate park, but like during the I actually sort of am near there sometimes. But it's like you know one of those places that you're like, yeah, can't eat lunch in there. Gonna have to find another green space. But then I dropped a Rizda and then refused to pick it up, which is not, I don't think, it was just, I was just being a wanker.
Who asked you to pick it up?
The police.
The police had picked up every.
Yeah.
Oh, you dropped it in front of them.
So, you know, when you're rolling a rolly and there's a Rizzler at the top and it's crinkled and you go like that and then you pull out another one. I wouldn't do it now, but I did then. And you know what? I stand by. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, yeah.
But like.
He's got a tear tattooed for every Rizzler.
For every Rizzler I drop. My face is covered in tears. I'm a badass. But so I dropped it and then they were like, oh, can you pick that up? And I was like, oh man, like, so basically my argument was that it fell in a puddle.
But my argument is it's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
police aren't in charge of litter.
Well, it was littering, so they
is that a thing? Can you get arrested for littering?
You can get driven home. I was driven home.
Well, drive me home.
So I think it was a bit of a slow night. Yeah. There was about nine police. Like, so nowadays, you know, obviously after everything that's happened and the political decisions we've made, if you see a policeman, it's like, oh my God, it's a flamingo. Like, there's fucking no policeman anywhere. But now, like back then, there was fucking loads of policemen. But so there was nine policemen.
I think that depends on where you live. I see a lot of police around.
Oh, really?
They're always, well, to be fair, they're always in cars.
I see a lot of crime. I don't see a lot of police. But
we see both.
Yeah, well, basically, I live in an alleyway. And I live in an alleyway, and there's a lot of crime going on in the alleyway all the time.
Do you mean down an alleyway?
He does.
Yeah,
he
or
does
in live the alleyway.
In an alleyway. Well,
doorway in an alleyway.
Depends on how far I get. But like, so there's shit like that all the time, and there's never anybody because I could come out of my house at any given day and be like, right, I need a policeman immediately. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But there never is any, and I go, oh God, it'd be really handy. But anyway,
drop a Rizzler.
Then they'll be fucking there. But yeah, they drove me home. And what was quite snidey is
they dropped you out. They drove you in for dropping a Rizzler.
Yeah, it was mad. I was worried about telling this story because I thought I come across as a dick, but it was a bit overblown.
Yeah, but like I reckon if I'd got dropped home and he's dropped a Rizzler, my dad would go, "Fuck off."
Yeah,
you're saying better, dude. Who do you mean?
Well, they drove. Well, so there was like three cars. They all drove me home.
Three cars.
Yeah. They all drove me home. Hell. So you could think
you're from Brighton, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is in Brighton.
So my mum obviously didn't know what the fuck had happened. And she was pissed as well because it was Friday night, so we were all pissed. So everyone was pissed in their own individual ways. My sister was there as well. She was pissed. So that my mum answered the door, but my mum is always takes the side of every sort of professional person against us. There's another story that kind of relates. She basically grasped me. She got me suspended from school. She got me suspended from school because she found loads of smoking shit in my room, like blunts and fucking whatever. Yeah. And no weed though, because I wasn't that thick. There was just loads of smoke. I think I was quite young. I was like 14 or something. And she rang up the school and she was like, "Oh, I'd really like you guys to discipline here. Well, you know, we're going to have a look." And then so she collected up all the little boxes of, like, you know, paraphernalia, smoking.
That's her job.
Yeah.
Outsourcing discipline.
Dude, I know. But what the worst thing was the porn. She gave my year head my porn.
I bet he was like, "Result."
And I was brought into his office and I had no idea. And they pulled out this box. And I remember just looking down and being like, "Why the porn, Mum? Like, why have you done this?"
That is mental.
Yeah, and I got suspended. But anyway, so...
Have you and your mum sorted this out?
Yeah, well, the thing is, there's not... Because she's kind of the same. You know when you're like, "Well, you should talk to that inanimate object."
Because I do it to my kids. It's like, "I'll tell the teacher." It's like a little threat. It's like a threat. I'm not going to do it.
You can't reason with a bear. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. She's not going to change. You're like just howling into the wind.
But she's like, she's generally just...
No, she just...
Gets other people in to do her work.
She does.
She subcontracts parenting.
She does, which will come up again later on. She does subcontract everything. But yeah, so she reached out and she was like, "I'm terribly sorry, officer." Yeah. I had no, like, and then I haven't raised him to be like, she goes all sort of ITV drama.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
It's like, you know. And then my sister was there, my sister was having, like, "What did he do?" And he was like, "Oh, he dropped a Rizzler." And my sister was like, "Oh, for fuck's sake." And then just went and got me out of the van. And like,
put in a van.
I was put in the van, yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously.
That is a slow day of crime, isn't it?
And honestly, right, so 100%. I am not missing anything out of this story. You know, people would usually say that and it was like, "Oh, he was doing this, this and this." Yeah. I was being a prick, but I did not. My only crime was that Rizzler.
I put it to you.
Yeah. And that, it was pointless anyway, because they, I was 17 because they confiscated the beer from me that I had. But then when they left, they just left the beer on my porch. So it was all pointless.
What was the crime? The crime was littering.
Littering, yeah. And I got a fine that I refused to pay. I was an arsehole. I refused to pay. I went and complained at the police
station.
Actually,
very attracted to you, right?
Yeah. I'm a real stickler.
Oh, look at this macho guy.
Classic, but
you're having weird
pathetic
prisoners.
Man. Like, "Excuse me, I'd like to talk to the sergeant." Or the sergeant.
Have you
ever
been caught wanking?
Yes. So, yeah, I was caught. So the thing is, family pause this bit. So just skip for about 3 minutes. So I was caught by my mum's dog walker. Yeah. Which goes back to her outsourcing every job. She's got a garden. She's got a dog walker. And me and the dog walker. Look, I would like to actually take this opportunity to apologise to that dog walker. Because it's been too long. So too long has she, the poor dog walking woman, had that on her mind. And do you know what it was? It was a reason that a lot of people walked in on a lot of people wanking in the early noughties. And the three words are living room computer. The only thing that before fucking phone, yeah. before everything, it all, you all had to be really stealthy. But, yeah. I remember her going, "Oh, God!" And I was just like, "Oh, I'm so pathetic." Pathetic.
How old were you?
I was, so 14, 15, something like that. The time when that sort of your whole vibe.
Yeah.
What were you watching?
Oh, well, something horrible. something that, but also loads of extra effort. This is what you'll never understand, kids. Loads of extra effort had to be put in to find, can't just fucking seek it out.
Is that like, he was playing Sonic.
It's like when people used to find it by train tracks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh man.
Did you have like a whole setup or was it just a sort of...
My mum likes to have the oldest version of everything. Mm. So it was basically like a computer that your nan would have, which is why it took so long. And then, yeah.
I didn't know because we didn't really... in my house, we had like a computer at home, but no one knew how to use it.
No, really?
Yeah, because like my mum and dad ain't like that.
Yeah.
We're just sort of like, well, everyone's getting these computers nowadays.
Well, telly's easy.
Yeah, and I think I used to use like Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Did you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't wait hours on that.
Yeah, then I found Word Art.
Yeah. In Age of Empires blew your mind.
I didn't have any games. No one ever.
Word Art was so good.
Yeah, I remember the blue.
Yeah.
The blue wave. Remember that one?
Yeah. Or the blue rainbow wavy
Word Art. You remember that one?
Yeah.
That's a classic bit of Word Art, that.
Don't remember.
But yeah, we didn't know. It was like a computer just sort of sat there. No one knew how to use it. Like,
yeah.
My porn just strictly came from my dad's top drawer.
Oh, you're lucky.
That's weird that you shared.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
That is actually really weird.
Yeah, but it's not weird for him. He doesn't know.
Yeah, but it's weird to know. But you're still a person, you know.
I don't think you're at that age, it's just, this is porn. There's no moral.
But the thing is, that's the age.
And I think finding his weed took the edge off.
I'm imagining.
Literally, I feel sicky so much, sit and smoke my dad's weed, watch his porn. I was like, Dad, you're a legend.
While wearing his shoes.
I'm the man of the house.
And his tie.
Yeah, it's like.
Gonna make a steak and kidney pie later.
I had a good stuff, great days off.
But I think that's the time that you feel like you form what you like and what you don't like. So now you like your dad's.
It was
like,
it, but no.
What is it, like bushes? And...
To be honest, I am quite into retro 90s porn.
Yeah, okay.
Chasing that dragon.
Yeah,
it's never been the same since. But that is that or.
Did you have any films?
Yeah,
magazines.
Videos.
Videos.
VCR.
Yeah, it's on video. And then I got...
That's even worse as well, because it would have been stuck at the same point.
Oh, no. There was no, because you can find the point where you started, remember that bit, and then rewind back to the bit before you put it back in the drawer.
Right.
There was a method.
Really?
There was a method to it.
That's so intense.
Mate, you're
as if anyone's ever switched on a video and going, well, I wasn't watching that.
I've missed the plot. Well, who's she now? I don't know.
The repairman's not even arrived.
did he fix the washing machine? I just don't know what's happened now. I don't know.
That is a mental level of overthinking that.
I reckon a lot of people will relate to me on that.
No, I think that would be the right thing to do, yeah, because otherwise he might know.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh no, and that's all because I used to smoke like solid.
Oh yeah.
And so hash. So it's like, but I'd sort of like I'd break a bit off, and then I'd have to sort of like try to even it out again. Yeah. So it's like, so it's the same shape but just smaller. I don't know if he's gonna notice. My fear is he's not gonna notice. It's just the scale. Plus, it's gonna change. You know what I mean?
Well, the key with that one as well, you didn't have to do any of that shit because the key is denial. They will deny that it's smaller.
That's a good point because it would have been.
Because they've been like, no, it can't be.
Have you been stealing my weed?
Yeah.
Dad, why have you got weed?
Yeah.
I didn't know you.
Yeah. You've got
weed.
Yeah.
What is drug?
Yeah. I think that. Because I think, what would you do, right?
You should have just nicked it.
I think this. If you was on Tinder and you found your missus on Tinder.
Yeah.
But you're on Tinder.
Yeah. You can't do anything.
So this happened to my old housemate. Found her ex on Bumble.
Right.
Well, she didn't find her ex on Bumble, like someone else did. And there's on Bumble, it can be like friends.
Sorry,
like,
it was an ex at the time.
No, they were together at the time.
Yeah.
And her friend was on the site. No. So like my friend didn't fuck up, but her friend was on the site and found him. And he was like, oh, but I was just looking for a new friend. Because on Bumble, it can be like either looking for love or looking for a friend or whatever.
See, that's
and he was like, I just wanted some more friends. And we were like,
Fucking, that makes it worse, doesn't it?
Also, why did you go for the wholesome one? Isn't Bumble supposed to be like long walks and the, you know?
And yeah, and it's like the girl's initiating the conversation. So you know that the girl's interested.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's looking for a female friend.
Yeah.
that is so stupid, isn't it?
Is that one of the moments you were talking about earlier about embarrassing moments that keep you up at night? Is that when I told my ex I was looking for a friend?
Yeah, fucking
just own the moment, man. You know what I mean? Like,
it's so thick as well to have a profile of you. Was it his name or a different name?
No, like everything was him.
Someone
told me the other day you can get verified on Tinder.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah.
I don't know if it was me, but there's also another app that's for like more celebs, isn't it? Is it called Raya or something?
Might get on it.
Yeah. Like, but you have to be like recommended by like three other people. You'll be fine. You'll know people on it.
Oh, I'll be fine. I've got a wife.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't. Yeah. You'd be fucked.
I completely forgot.
Yeah. Get verified on Tinder. Yeah. That'll sort your life out.
You'll be fine.
What do you get verified for?
I don't know. That's weird, isn't it?
Fucking loads of people. Or being on there too much.
He's fucked everyone, this guy. Yeah.
But he's a really great guy. Always pays.
Oh, fucking. I've never really done that. You've got done the dating apps.
No, I was post dating app.
Oh, I was the same.
You may not think it to look at me, but I've never been had a dating app. Never acquired it.
I reckon there was definitely a point where like internet dating was like.
That sounded like a really weird brag. Actually, that's not what I meant. I just was with someone. I've been with someone.
You're overthinking it.
I'm right.
Don't worry about it. but there was definitely a point, don't you think, where like internet dating was a bit more taboo. Like if someone said, oh, they met on the internet.
Yeah.
You go, oh, they met on the internet. It was a thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And then it just switched into
how you do it. But now people keep on getting found in like suitcases and stuff. it's not good.
I was watching Love Island last night, right? I'm not gonna be one of those people. I don't usually watch it.
You love
it. No, because I used to really enjoy it. I've gone off it. I don't enjoy it as much as I used to. Because the reason is, it's like, I was watching it last night, and it's the way, so like, someone comes into the island,
right,
and they start talking, they start working each other out, and it's like an interview process.
Yeah.
So what relationships are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you into? And it just seems, and I think, is that the way that people, I sound like a dinosaur now, but like, is that the way people date nowadays? Because I suppose, back in the day, when like, I met my wife and that, it was just like, you meet out and about,
yeah,
and you get to know them, you go for a date, you do all that sort of thing. But nowadays, I suppose it is, you find someone on an app,
yeah,
then you go and meet,
yeah,
and in fact, what's your intentions?
Well, I think they do it there for the drama, because they're going to
But there's
go,
no drama, it's boring, it's like boring, it's like too, but you watch.
But they want, but it's boring, because what they're hoping for is someone to go, you know, well, I was in a relationship with an animal for, you know, they want some kind of like something.
Yeah,
but I am a bigger myth. You know, they want some kind of thing from that.
But it was just really boring. There's two people. They sit down, attractive people, and they just go. I really like blondes. I think blondes are nice.
And then
I was in a 6-year relationship, and now you know, and it's okay, and they just walk off. And that was that. That was the date. Yeah. Like I used to think it was like you go out on a night out, you attract to someone, and then you go on a date, and you think make them laugh, be interesting.
I've never been more in love with him than I am right now.
I'm not.
What a wholesome little guy. You know, you just go out. You know, you're just trying to have a great time, right, guys? No,
you know what I mean.
You've got to have a picture of your dick now.
You'd never go. You'd never sit down on a date with someone, would you? And go. So who are you? What sort of girls you into?
Yeah.
I think now people are probably getting ideas from the shows. I think that's reality.
But are people doing
that's
it? Because like, that's in every show, because it's like Made in Chelsea, TOWIE, like all of them.
Yeah.
They have similar chats. Like, so what's going on? Like,
yeah, it's so fucking serious.
It's boring.
I was sat waiting for my friend. So I went to Fatboy Slim yesterday. Ooh. And I know, right, it's pretty good. But then it was on. Oh, God. Do you know what I hate about DJ? Just to wander off for a little bit. I don't like fucking DJ fucking gigs, right? Because they go...
this guy's cool.
Basically, what they do, you know, like, check it out now, funk, so they'll do that, And then they'll like be like, oh, that one's coming up. And it's like, no, I've paid 60 quid. Play the fucking song. You never hear the fucking song. Like you listen to it you like it. But then they mix it in with this other shit. And it's like, no, play the song.
You're just old, Joe. I mean, that's because he's mixing. What do you want him to just play a song?
Yeah, just play the fucking song.
And then press stop and then put another CD in.
Yeah, yeah,
then
put another CD in.
Take that one out. I think it's here somewhere. Put my other song on. I always think this when you get like a... Cause you get like,
or just mix it in, but then have the song as it uninterrupted as it is.
They do this thing where it's like a DJ, let's say like a pop music DJ, like David Guetta, something like that, right?
Yeah.
And they have a new song out. And so... David Guetta would come and perform the song, and he's got two decks and he's performing. But all he's doing is playing one song. Two decks is to mix.
Yeah.
Come on and play your song.
Yeah. It's going to make this really difficult for myself.
All you're doing is playing a song. Yeah. You don't need two decks. But I think like there must have been a point where they go, right, get him on to do his song. He doesn't play any instruments.
Yeah.
Does he sing? No.
Yeah.
And you could literally just have David Guetta just standing there with his hands on his hips. It's my song.
Yeah.
It's my song. There's no performance element to it.
Yeah. I'm not. I basically realised yesterday that I can't be in a crowd again for another 5 years.
Was it like, was it on the beach?
It was on the beach, yeah. But that was the other fucking problem with it, right? Yeah. So it was on the beach, but they didn't put anything over the floor. So the you're just standing on stones all night.
It's like you shouldn't have gone to Fatboy Slim.
No.
You do not deserve to go to
fucking Guantanamo Bay or something.
You like Fatboy Slim?
Yeah.
No, not convincing enough.
No, I do like Fat Boys. I like everything it should have been, but it wasn't. But like, have you ever tried to dance? Can't believe you're not. Have you ever tried to dance on stones?
It was part of that. I don't remember there was he done these original. Did he do it every year? Or is it like a one-off?
This is a one-off one.
Yeah, because I remember there was like when we was like 15.
Yeah, there was one then.
And it was like a big thing.
A lot of that was on stones, but there were concreted areas. Okay, fine. I sound really bad.
Fucking hell. You'd be about my age as well, aren't you? You'd be like 16 at the time going, where's the concreted area where I can drop my Rizzlers in peace?
Yeah. But yeah, no. Anyway, on the way there to meet, I was meeting a friend and I was sat on this wall on the beach and like I was sat down and it just reminded me of, you know, when they were like in Made in Chelsea and they're like, so what's going on with you and Jackson? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
That's why I thought of that. But
yeah, I think that's because I think with the youth today, it comes up quite a lot on this podcast. I worry about, because I've got kids.
Yeah.
I just worry about like how like serious everyone is and quite sort of.
Yeah. Bummed out.
Yeah, everything's quite so like I say that formal. Like, I'm watching that last night, and that formal having a date where it's just that, just information.
I think
shared.
That was quite a bit of a rubbish episode, to be fair.
Well, that was just one episode.
Might.
Well, no, I did this thing. I did this thing now where it's like because I used to enjoy Love Island. There was a few episodes, a few series.
Yeah,
it was good because it was like something new, is something happening. It might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just literally these people. You know, I was thinking. I said this to my wife actually, and apparently it is happening. Love Island for middle-aged divorcees.
Yeah, that'd be great.
She said last night that there's saying.
Well, that's because that would be more interesting.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
I think loads of things out there. So I was thinking this as well. There's like because I'm a pretty working class guy, right? And whenever like as a politician, people there's no proper people up there. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, like me.
A whole party just full of. Just pretty like scaffolders.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, that'd be brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they have them like debates in Parliament where it's like, well, I put it to you, and then they all sit down and go, yes. And then it'd be like, the party's going,
fuck off.
Yeah, your mum. Yeah. And all his mates behind him going, wanker. You know what I mean? His missus next to him holding her shoes. Leave it. Nah, fuck him.
Yeah.
And have like a proper row. You know what I mean?
I was well depressed the first time I actually watched. It was like, because it used to be on TV for some reason. I can't remember.
What's that?
Because people like to stay informed. You know that bit where they all go.
Oh, I hate it.
And I watched it once and I remember thinking, so, is this what it's all about?
Yeah, I know. That's what I find. I find it like. Like completely baffling. I find it like
you think
like,
it would be like a panel, but even the way they're sat is like two opposing.
Like, I don't like talking about politics. It purely is because I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't.
Yeah.
And I've tried. Like, I think right because I'm an adult now. I better try and work out. I've got to vote and that. And I watch it. I go, I don't get this. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
This is not like it's like It's non-real.
What does this mean?
Politics
mean?
Island.
Yeah.
Stick them on an island.
Couple them up.
ITV2.
See
you
how
go.
Long until it blows up.
And then we'll go. And that's how we decide.
John Burko could voice it. That'd be great.
There we go. I'd watch that.
No, I would watch that.
And what's her name can host it? Who was... She did all the Brexit coverage for BBC.
I didn't watch it. You know?
Oh, we're so thick. Late.
It's
like you're talking to two sort of like dogs.
Anywhere above Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Laura Koonsberg.
Oh, yeah.
She can host it.
Yeah.
Host.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I do know who it is. So. Feeling pretty smug right now.
There you go. Right, let's move on to the next question.
Your final question.
Final question. What's the most expensive thing you've stolen?
The most expensive thing that I've stolen. So basically, it ended up being expensive, but not in the way that you think, right? So obviously, I'm talking about being a teenager a lot. I was a teenager, and I went through a phase of nicking stuff. And I remember quite comprehensively nicking quite large amounts from my school canteen, like all the time, every day.
Quality, I love that.
Yeah, and that, until I got caught by my friend's mum. And my friend's mum, like I was at the...
Why's your friend's mum there?
She was a dinner lady.
Oh, right.
And
she hanging around in school.
Yeah. What's your friend? Yeah, she just came out of nowhere.
Your mum sent her there.
Yeah.
Outsourcing.
Yeah. Can you go and do it? I think he's been nicking stuff. No one has this many muffins. Yeah. But like... So I went, so I was like, yeah, nicking stuff is great. Because she basically went, stop it. I know what you're doing. Stop it. And then I never stole anything from the canteen again. But then obviously everything gets bigger. So I was like, oh, I could steal loads of shit. And I tried to steal, it's really funny, right? Because I tried to steal a T-shirt from this shop in the lanes. And I swear to God, the shopkeeper kicked the shit out of me, right? He fucking beat the shit. Like, I was, like, throwing me against walls, like, bouncing. Felt, at one point, I was thrown onto some stairs. Just So it was, like, a comedy skit.
Did you work in this?
Yeah, it was the owner of the shop caught me nicking stuff.
Oh, you owned the shop. Right.
Yeah, and he went
passionate about
absolutely mental.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of, obviously, things for that question. I was, like, that was because my arm was fucked for ages, and I couldn't straighten it. Like, so my arm was stuck like this. This isn't going to be great on a podcast, but in a sort of like 45 degree angle for 4 days. And my friend was like, you should go to hospital, because I had to wear hoodies every day because my arms could only go like this. Yeah. This one.
Bashed up by shopkeeper.
I got bashed the shit out of. So that was expensive to my physical health. But nicking stuff, no, but it was great because I never stole anything again.
Yeah.
I do think that's kind of like, yeah, all right, mate, yeah. Fair enough.
We were chatting about it on the pod the other day. It's a buzz, though, isn't it? When you get away with it and you nick something.
I think I always, like, within, like, 15 minutes, do not like the thing I've stolen.
It's not about that.
It's about the buzz.
It's about the buzz. And it's about that.
There's a look in your eyes right now.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you still see it?
No, I get this thing with, like, I remember, say you're in a deli. So you got a sandwich. I have a sandwich, please. And they go, yeah, that's like £7. You go, I'm nicking a drink.
Yeah.
I get that thing. That comes, you're taking the piss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that thing of just made up prices, I think, annoy me.
Yeah.
Just make it up.
Yeah.
And it's just that thing of like, I don't know, there's no like, they're not.
So
like,
you've made up that you can take
more
than you're
paid for. Fuck that. I'm having it off you because like, you need a certain amount to earn to have this.
You're sort of taxing them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's exactly that.
This is your tax for being so
you're
greedy.
You're taking the piss. That's why I like nicking from... Actually, I'm not going to say where I like nicking from, in case anyone wants to sponsor the podcast.
It's got... You can see in his eyes, it's Waitrose. Yeah. You can see in his eyes.
They were going near me anyway.
Yeah.
Me and Waitrose.
Yeah, well.
They were never
not anymore.
Wave bye bye to that brand, yeah. Baby.
If you see me in a Waitrose advert, never gonna happen, is it?
I had a friend who when I moved into my flat, my friend came around and goes, oh, this is where I used to go when I nicked stuff. So he'd like go, there was like a shop that he'd go and nick loads of stuff and then come into the alleyway and go, what have I got?
Oh, yeah.
He had a real problem.
The swag bag.
Yeah,
definitely. We had me and my cousins used to have a system in Woolworths. We used to stay down with my nan in Bog.
Pick and mix.
But yeah, no, yeah, well, just, it's just started to build and stuff we couldn't. Because there's a front entrance and a back entrance. We just go stay with my nan down in Bognor Regis.
Nice.
And so it was like, I was lookout. Brother used to nick. And then my cousin was at the back door. Sort of like, so you go in through the front. I used to look out and go, nick that. And then give it to my cousin. Bang, out the back. And it just, and it became like a hobby.
Were you like, this sounds like the Little Rascals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was. And it turned into Goodfellas.
Yeah. Hope not, because you just led me into a dark room. But I mean, so you were the lookout. You weren't committing anything.
Nah, because I was the older cousin, so I wasn't stupid.
It's your brother. Your brother's clever though. He's the main.
If you remember, brother.
He's the main guy.
He's the one who gets to do it.
So yeah, exactly.
He's not clever.
But the thing is, he gets it. He would be like, no, because I did it.
Yeah, he didn't know that. To them, I was playing a very important role. I was like planner, lookout. You're like the
project
like the
manager.
Project manager. Like you're like the boss of the mafia. He doesn't have to get his hands dirty.
No,
he just takes a piece
but
of pie.
Lookout is a pretty sort of non-event
job. 100%.
What would you do if you saw something? Oi, mister! There's no way this coming.
That Oliver Twist.
Oi, it's coming! Mr. Rogers are coming! It's like a fucking. What is this fucking story?
It's no story.
19 days New York. Who the fuck are you? I went out with a gang of youths.
Go and shitty yourself.
Did you get like fucking Martin from EastEnders? Did you have fucking thunderbolts on your jackets?
It was a very uneventful, weird thing we used to do. I don't know. That's what we used to do. But, right. There we go. Thank you for coming on, Joe.
That's all right. It's all right, mate. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Should we do a round of applause?
Round of applause.
Follow Joe on Instagram.
Joe Foster Comedian on Instagram. Yes, please.
You've got your own podcast.
I've got my podcast, Are There Really Too Many Ducks in Kent?
I've been on it.
Have you been on it?
Are you from Kent?
No, it was basically we go over local news stories. Mm. So that was just a shit news story name.
Yeah, so, I've been on it, talking about my local news story. So it's a good podcast.
It's a good podcast. I liked it.
Check it out.
Story.
What's it called again?
It's called Are There Really Too Many Ducks in Kent?
Check that out.
With myself and Mike Cox.
Go check it out. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I just want to give a big thank you to everyone because I found out this week someone sent me a link and this podcast is actually number 15 in the charts for comedy interviews. Whee! Happy with that. So thank you, everyone, who has downloaded so far. Thank you to everyone who shared it. Thank you to everyone who's reviewed, give it 5 stars. If you haven't done so already, if you could do that, that'd really help. It only takes a few seconds and it really does help to push this podcast. I just want to keep going with it. We've got some coming up soon. We've got some different types of guests. We've only had stand-ups on so far, so I'm going to start getting, you know, people from different walks of life onto the podcast. So we're going to keep pushing it, keep getting it out there. Thank you to everyone who signed up to Patreon this week as well. Really is appreciated. So thank you to Harrison, Josh Watson, Donna, Alex Morris, Thomas Baldwin, Kevin, Eloise, Brett Stockdale, Temerson, Victoria, Ramin, Joe Marriott, Courtney East, Pete Stone, Lisa, Thomas Challen, and Josh. Thank you so much. And because of all the pledges, what we're going to do, because I said when we start getting pledges in, we're going to put it back into the podcast. So the Get to the Extra Good Stuff podcast, which me and Joe have just been recording at home so far, we're going to start getting in the studio and getting like the full videos made and all that and start putting them onto to Patreon now. So if you haven't signed up to Patreon yet, get over there. There's loads of extra content. You get early access to this podcast. You get the Get to the Extra Good Stuff podcast and you get my solo podcast as well. So get over to Patreon and sign up for just £3 a month. Get all that. Support the podcast. It's all really appreciated. But also it's appreciated that you're listening to the podcast. You're downloading and listening. Let's keep it going. I'm enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying it. Thank you all so, so much. And see you again soon. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.